Text, Hallmark Channel presents The Manhattan Skyline and the Hudson River. Title, The Perfect Pairing. Christina walks down a hallway in black boots. Text, Nanzine Contractor, Brendan Elliott. She walks towards her office.
Christina Joy Osborne.
Uh-oh. Busting out the middle name. Am I in trouble?
Your review of Hoop Lane Chop House ruffled a few feathers.
They served Kevin's steak 15 minutes after mine, and by the time he got his, mine was cold. Ruined the entire meal.
You know, technically you're allowed to eat if it's hot.
No one ever does that.
Oh, God, will you sit down? My feet hurt just looking at you.
Oh, I'm fine. I'll just sit for a second.
She goes into the office and sits.
Here is your next assignment.
Oh, Winter Wine Festival.
Well, you haven't done a wine review since Hollingbrook's Corked Merlot.
I probably shouldn't show my face at that particular winery.
You won't need to. There are a dozen other wineries doing barrel tastings that same week.
Hmm.
That's your all-access pass for the entire event. You'll get a sneak preview of their newest vintages, report on the wines getting the most buzz.
In January, though?
Winemakers like to see how things are progressing while their wines are aging. It's like touring a house during construction. Buyers get a feeling for how the wine's going to finish. Oh, now, you'll take the Amtrak in, but then you'll transfer to this adorable vintage train that'll take you right into town.
Do you think I could get an extra pass for Kevin? It seems pretty romantic. We could make it a workcation.
Good idea. Maybe he'll be inspired.
Stop.
A Manhattan street from above.
Mom, you want some more coffee?
Please. Oh, but you don't need to do the whole complicated, you know, thing here.
Of course I'm doing the thing. I've got it down to a science. It turns out perfect every time.
So, when you and Kevin finally get engaged, be sure to register for a plain old drip coffee maker.
Well, you might be waiting for a while. Okay. Oh, all right. This is it. If I can't get it right this time, I swear, I give up.
Christina opens the oven.
Uh-huh.
Looks good.
Come on. Oh.
Christina.
I don't understand. I did everything the recipe said. Oh.
Baking is as much art as it is science. Maybe you just need to embrace the art a little more.
Yeah, or I could embrace that new dessert delivery app.
But then you'll miss all the fun.
Oh, well, this isn't that fun either, Mom.
Sometimes it isn't about the final product, sweetheart. It's about how you get there.
That sounds like a quote people put on reclaimed barnwood, Mom.
Because it's true.
Well, not for everyone. Some people like to know what's coming. Like when people go to a restaurant or order a bottle of wine, they don't want to risk wasting their time or money. And that's why I do what I do.
We can't control everything in our lives, Chrissy. No one really knows what's down the road.
A snowy vineyard from above.
Hey, Michael. Ready for harvesting?
Almost. Supposed to be getting another freeze this week, Gene. If that happens, I think these grapes are going to be at their absolute sweetest.
Michael.
Yeah?
We just got a shipment of these ice wine glasses. Can you call the distributor telling me he made a mistake?
The distributor didn't make a mistake, Dad. I overlooked. But the tapping party next Friday, come on. I mean, we got to get people to sample our first batch of ice wine. You know that.
I don't think it's a good idea to introduce something new right now, Michael. We're trying to regroup from what that C.J. Osborne review did to our bottom line.
I thought we both agreed to never mention that name ever again.
Believe me, I want to forget it ever happened, too.
I'm just trying to create some buzz. That's all. I mean, come on, you know, everybody in this region, that no one's doing ice wine. You know that.
For very good reason.
What?
It's too risky.
It was risky back in the day when you tried it, but things have changed. Dad, come on. Forecasting, soil testing.
Low, Cabernet. Pinot Noir, that's what built this winery 100 years ago, and that's what's going to keep it going for the next generation, for you and for Brittany.
Dad, we got 500 bottles of wine from last year's harvest sitting in that ice room, okay? Not to mention, these grapes are almost frozen for this year's harvest. Come on, why don't we just show them what we got?
It's temporary. You know how much it costs to maintain that ice wine room? We'll finish this harvest, and then we'll go back to normal.
What if normal's not good enough, Dad?
It will be.
Grandpa, the sign at the front fell again.
Oh, I'll take a look at it, sweetie. Maybe I'll leave it down and wait for the new one to come.
Talk later, all right?
As long as it's about Merlot, Cabernet...
Pinot Noir, Dad, we get it.
Dad, can I have some frozen grapes?
Of course you can, but you only have two. We need all the grapes to make the wine, right?
I know, but I can't have that for 9 more years.
I'm your dad, and you can't have that for 90, all right?
Michael smiles as his daughter walks away.
So you're going to go for it anyway.
Gee, come on. Grapes are already frozen. I'm not going to let them go to waste. Old man will come around. You know, your mom used to do that? Wander around the vineyard eating grapes like there's no tomorrow.
I can't believe it's been 3 years.
Yeah. But Sarah loved the idea of the ice wine. I gotta follow through with it, Jean. I have to, for her, for Brittany. Hey, Princess, I see you're wearing another one of Mom's hats again, huh?
I like wearing them.
Oh.
It's like a head hug.
Oh, a head hug, huh? Well, how about a hug for the rest of you?
Michael hugs Brittany.
Love you.
Love you, too.
A town street from above.
Should be under Kevin.
So which table is CJ Osborne at?
I don't know. No one knows what he looks like.
Oh, honey, look. That's my friend CJ and his wife. No, no, but let's not go over there and talk to them. I think he's working.
Okay. That guy is the most feared food critic on the East Coast? Maybe that's just his disguise? We have to pretend we don't know him.
Fine. Just give him anything he wants.
Go.
This is why I love being anonymous. I can give my readers a completely honest, authentic experience of the restaurant, and someone else gets treated like royalty. Win-win.
Mm. Kevin and Christina sit at a table.
So what do you think? It's fantastic, right? Mm,
could be better. I mean, the spices and the puree overpower the glaze. What?
Maybe once in a while you give someone a pass.
Then I wouldn't be doing my job. Look, speaking of which, Sam has me going to this winter wine festival in upstate New York. He booked me in this gorgeous B&B. It's very romantic. I mean, come on, we keep saying we need to talk about our future. This would be perfect.
Yeah, we will get away, Chrissy, but I've got client meetings all week. I can't just take time off.
Except you also say that the market is too volatile to plan ahead. I mean, it's always something.
Well, I've got to do my work, too.
I just think it would be good for us. We could use a reset.
Could we? I mean, I thought we were fine.
We are, but we should be better than fine.
Okay, maybe I can call in a couple favors, but I'll have to meet you up there.
Thank you, Kevin. I promise. It'll be an amazing time. Cheers.
They toast. A train rolls through the countryside from above. The snowy vineyard.
All right, talk to me. How are we looking?
All right, well, the high tables will be here the day before the party. Okay. The wine glasses get here tomorrow.
Oh, write down. I got a few dessert glasses for the ice wine as well.
I thought we weren't bringing out those bottles for the party.
How can I not? Come on. Last year's batch is perfect. It's time to show it off.
What? Listen. I know how important this is to you, okay, but Sarah wouldn't want this to come between you and your dad.
Well, unfortunately, Diane, that debacle with the Merlot already did that.
Yeah, but it wasn't your fault that the corks were tainted.
Yeah, but it's my fault that I didn't test the case before I sent the bottles to that reviewer. And my dad thinks it's because I was obsessed about the ice wine at the expense of everything else. That's not the case, you know that.
Michael, I'm going to head to the train station and drop off some pamphlets for our party at the Welcome Center. Do you need anything?
Yeah, actually, I do. I could use a carload of buyers with money to burn.
I'll do my best.
You too.
All right. Talk to you. What else?
Okay.
This stop is Hudson. Please exit through this car.
Christina sits on a train with her notebook.
Hey, Kevin, my train just arrived. Perfect timing. What time does yours leave?
Oh, and I got us a reservation tonight at the Hudson Grill at 8.
I'm not even reviewing it, so we can just enjoy ourselves.
Kevin?
Chris, I can't make it tomorrow.
I'm really sorry.
No, it's fine. So, thank you. So what day do you think you can make it?
Look, we had a problem with one of the funds, Chris. I don't know when I can make it up now.
Oh, excuse me, miss. Locking the luggage cart. Do you need help with your bag?
Sorry, yes, please, thank you. It's the black one right there.
Yeah, right.
Well, can you make it for the last 3 days at least?
Where to?
A Hudson House B&B.
That's the black SUV over there. I'll load your bag for you.
Oh, okay, thank you.
I gotta hop back into a meeting.
No, please, don't hang up. We can figure this out.
Listen, why don't you just call me back from the hotel, okay?
Kevin, I need to know right now. Are you even coming up here or not?
He shakes his head.
I can't make it.
Chris.
I'll talk to you later.
The driver closes the trunk.
Hello, Christina.
Eleanor, hi.
It's been ages.
I know, I've been meaning to call and catch up.
You here for the wine festival?
Of course. You?
I wouldn't miss it for the world. There's nothing better than finding that one special wine nobody knows about yet.
Or the ones to avoid.
That's exactly why we couldn't be writing partners anymore. We have completely different ways of seeing the same thing.
I just want people to be informed, that's all. Nothing wrong with a little honesty.
So much honesty from someone who won't even reveal who she is.
Christina looks down.
I should get going.
It's good to see you, Eleanor.
You too.
She puts her phone to her ear.
Hey, this is Kevin. Leave a message and I'll get back to you.
You know what, Kevin? Never mind. It's fine, because I'm going to be really busy with work anyway.
She hangs up. Jean walks up to her.
Apologies if there's been a mix-up, but this isn't the official shuttle. I'm just here running an errand.
No, but this is the car the porter told me to take.
Oh, okay. Not a problem.
Snowy farms and a road from above. Two men hang a Hollingbrook Vineyard and Winery sign. Jean pulls the car into the driveway.
Here we are.
My purse, I left it on the train. Oh no, I think it was under the seat. We have to go back.
Ugh, sorry, miss, but that train is long gone. But don't worry, I'm sure someone turned it in. I'll call the station's lost and found.
Yeah, okay. If I can just get my bag.
Bag?
Yeah, it's in the back.
Christina sees the trunk is empty.
What? She told me she put it in there.
Let me make that phone call for you, then I'll get you back to the station.
Okay, thank you, but will they let me check in without ID?
Check in? I think you better talk to Michael. He's over there.
Okay.
She goes to find Michael.
Excuse me?
Oh, hey there.
Hi.
Hey, what can I do for you?
Hi. Hi, I wanted to get checked in, but I don't have my ID.
Oh, that's okay. We don't really have a formal check-in policy here. It's usually just first come, first serve.
Then what was the point of making a reservation?
I have no idea who made the reservation for you, but it's fine. Why don't you come on in and I'll try to get you some help.
Okay. Oh, and sorry about your grapes.
What do you mean?
Well, it looks like you kind of missed the harvest.
Not if you make a nice wine.
Don't most wineries use a freezer and make it with the grapes they already have?
Yes, they do. It's very true. But it's not really the same. You see, nothing brings out the sweetness like the slow build of winter. And if we can time this harvest just right, the flavor will be absolutely perfect. And you, as a customer, know exactly what you get.
I can certainly appreciate that.
All right, well, it's getting cold. Let's get you inside, huh?
Okay, thank you.
Come on.
Okay. Woo!
I can see you're, about the right shoes.
Oh, I didn't know you'd get so much snow up here. If it's okay, I'd like to check into my room first before doing any wine tasting, please.
I'm sorry, but these rooms are for private residents only. But I can call and recommend a couple of hotels in town.
Well, I thought this was a hotel.
No, it's not. We're just a winery.
They walk in and she sees a Hollingbrook sign.
This is Hollingbrook Winery?
It is. And I'm Michael Hollingbrook. You are?
I'm in the wrong place. I need to go.
She runs out the door.
Oh, no. Oh, where did the driver go?
Well, Jean, I'll be back in a second. Not to worry. Listen, while you're here, why don't you come back inside, warm up a little bit, try a glass of Amarone. It's wonderful. Oh, okay. So you've read our recent review to the contrary. Completely untrue and, to be honest, bordering on unprofessional.
Usually when things get bad reviews, it's for a good reason.
True. It was a good reason. We made an honest mistake. But instead of allowing us to rectify the situation, the reviewer decided to trash us instead, and, well, we lost a lot of business because of it.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
Nothing we can do about it now. Just get back on our feet, right?
Dad, yeah. Do you want me to put out all the Barrel Tapping Festival merch?
I think it's a great idea, honey.
Hi, I'm Brittany.
Hi, I'm Joy.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
How do you walk on those in the snow? Aren't you afraid you're going to slip and fall?
Hasn't happened yet.
Christina looks at her phone.
Oh, excuse me. I just have to take this.
No problem.
She slips on ice.
Whoa. Are you okay?
What?
Are you okay?
Oh. I think I'll stay right here.
Okay.
Well, Joy, good news. Your vitals are all normal, and I can't see any sign of head trauma or concussion.
Who's Joy?
You are. I'm Brittany. Remember, we just met.
We did.
Do you know where you live?
I think in the city.
Which city?
I don't know.
Oh, dear.
What? What's wrong with me?
I think you have a case of retrograde amnesia.
What's that?
It's an inability to recall recent events. The brain is shutting down the part that needs to heal.
How long will I be like this?
Well, that's the good news. Most patients with no outward signs of trauma get their full memory back in 3 to 7 days. Until then, we should be able to figure out a lot from your phone.
Speaking of which, when she fell, Doc, her phone dropped in mud and water and was soaked. It won't power up. So I'm going to head into town, talk to the repair guy, and see what we can do. Okay.
Okay, what about my wallet? Where's my purse?
You left it on the train, remember?
I'm sure she doesn't remember, Gene.
Right. I am trying to find it, and you're back.
I don't have that either.
You're only carrying your notebook.
What? This? What is all this? Recipes? What am I, a chef? Is someone waiting for me to show up somewhere? Am I married? Do I have kids or a cat? Did I mention any friends or family? Is anyone looking for me?
We don't know. All we know is that you seem to come to our winery by mistake.
Did I say where I was supposed to be?
No, sorry. But if this memory card will get fired up and start working again, we can find out. We'll also contact the police. You're going to be okay. Hey. Figure it out.
But what if we don't? What am I going to do?
You need to stay somewhere safe for a few days until your memory returns.
She can stay with us.
Britt, I don't even know this person.
Well, if she's a criminal, she's the most fashionable criminal I've ever seen.
You know what I mean.
I know Mom said we should always look for ways to help people. Joy needs help.
Is your mom...
She died 3 years ago.
I'm so sorry.
Let's get you upstairs.
Oh, I don't know if it's okay with your dad yet.
Michael smiles.
It's fine. Come on. Let's go.
Okay.
He takes Christina's arm and helps her up the hallway.
Is that her? The one who fell?
Yeah.
Is she gonna sue us?
Dad, are you kidding me? Come on. Joy, this is my father, John Hollingbird.
Hi, it's nice to meet you. I'm so sorry for the trouble. I don't mean to be any inconvenience.
No problem. We just want to make sure you're okay.
No, I'm fine. Except for the part that I don't remember anything about myself.
Nothing? Nothing at all?
All I have is this notebook.
Are there any clues in there?
Only that I seem to be an extremely organized dessert enthusiast.
We just learned about this in science. Smells are a huge trigger for memories. Maybe making one of these recipes will jog yours?
Maybe. I'm sorry.
Is there a place I can lie down?
No, absolutely. Of course, come on.
Okay.
Dr. Grayson says sleep's the best thing right now. So.
Thank you.
You're welcome to use our guest room.
Thanks.
Michael helps her out of the room. Brittany follows them. Michael opens her room door for her.
I can't tell you how much I appreciate all of this. I don't know what I would have done without your help.
Well, it's okay. You're safe here. Everything will be just fine.
Well, you don't know that.
No, I don't. But what I do know is that we're doing everything we can. Jean's talking to all the wineries and the hotels to see if anybody is looking for you. But in the meantime, we just need to take it moment by moment, okay?
Okay. So in this particular moment, mm-hmm. I'm still completely freaking out.
Michael looks down.
Still freaking out? Still freaked out. How am I doing?
You're doing great.
Well, I guess I should try and get some sleep.
Yeah, that's probably best. All right, sleep well.
Thank you.
All right.
Hi, you've reached Christina Osborne. I can't come to the phone right now, so if you'd like to leave your name, number, and a brief message, I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Hey, it's me again. Look, I get that you're mad, okay? I wish I could have been up there, but ignoring my texts and my calls, it's not helping anything. Thank you. Look, just call me when you're ready to talk, okay?
Kevin hangs up the phone. Exterior of the main house of the vineyard. Christina lies away in bed at night. She turns on her side. She sits up and turns on a lamp. She sits on the side of the bed and looks at her notebook. She goes down the stairs to the bottom floor. She turns on the lights. She sets her notebook on the kitchen counter and opens it. She looks through the drawers and finds a large mixing bowl. She opens a cabinet.
Hey.
Oh!
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't think anyone would be up.
I'm not a really big sleeper, so.
Okay, well, I don't want to be anywhere. I'll just put everything back and go to bed.
No, it's okay. Why don't you tell them what you're making?
I was going to try one of the recipes from my notebook, see if it triggered anything from my childhood.
Okay. All right, well, don't let me stop you. I just have to admit I'm a little surprised that you can find enough ingredients to use.
You're not a big cook, then?
Well, I make a really great chicken. I do say so myself. I think if Brittany wanted to be a vegetarian, though, we'd both starve to death.
Well, this is a pretty basic recipe, so I think we should be okay. Where do you keep the anchovies?
I'm sorry?
I'm kidding.
Oh, okay, good. I thought it was some sort of weird regional thing, although I wouldn't have any idea what region. Quick, what is your address?
You're trying the hiccup technique on amnesia?
Well, it depends. Did it work?
Oh.
Then no, I'm not, actually.
He took my advice.
Oh.
Oh, hey, honey.
Hey. Oh, I'm so sorry if we woke you up.
That's okay. Now that I know what it is, can I help?
It's the middle of the night, honey.
It's a weekend, and we haven't baked anything in this kitchen in a long time.
True. Well, if it's okay with Joy.
Of course.
All right, I have some paperwork to finish, and I'll let you two get to it.
Thanks, Dad.
All right, honey.
So, what are we making?
Grandma's famous cookies.
Do you think Grandma would be mad if we added butterscotch?
It's not in the recipe, so I don't know.
Let's try it anyway. I think we have some juice.
Okay.
Now what? Cons?
Oh, well, that's not in here either, so, you know what? How about butterscotch and pecans?
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh, and how about cinnamon? Oh, and do you have pumpkin pie spice?
Christina mixes the ingredients in a large bowl. She presses the dough on a sheet as Brittany sleeps with her head on the table. Michael walks up behind Brittany.
Hey, princess, come on, we gotta get you back to bed, okay?
Come on. I wanna try them.
I'll put them in the fridge, and we will bake them first thing in the morning, okay?
Okay. Did this help you remember anything?
Not yet. But I had a blast making them.
Me too.
Okay, honey, come on.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Christina looks at them go and smiles. Christina wakes up in bed.
Oops.
Hi. Sorry, we didn't mean to wake you.
No, it's okay, I was awake.
I'm Diane, a close friend of the family's.
It's nice to meet you. I'm Joy, apparently.
I hope you don't mind. I brought you some clean clothes, comfy shoes, and some basic toiletries.
Oh, that's so kind of you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I can't believe I actually wore those. They're like little leather torture chambers.
Yeah, I'm more of a comfort first kind of guy myself.
All right, now I'll take all the comfort I can get.
Can I go put the cookies in?
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
I heard about your late-night baking session.
Well, I'm not sure how those cookies are going to turn out. We didn't exactly follow the recipe.
Well, some of the best things happen in life when you take a little detour. I'll leave you to it.
Thanks. Thank you again.
You're welcome.
Manhattan skyscrapers. People work at Christina's publishing office.
Betsy, can you get me Christina's review of Badgley's Bistro from Friday night?
She hasn't submitted it yet.
Well, that's odd. She said she finished it on the train. Maybe she really is taking some time for some romance. Good for her.
Morning.
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 Wow. Yeah, I mean, Diane's clothes fit you perfectly.
Oh.
Now you don't have to, you know, obviously wear the same clothes every single day. Not that those clothes weren't nice. I mean, you know,
Dad.
You look great, yeah.
Stop being weird.
What? If I'm weird is what I'm good at.
Oh.
The cookies are cool.
Yep.
Listen, it's been a long time since she had this much fun in the kitchen, so thank you.
Well, I think I had more fun than she did. But I'm a little nervous to taste them, though. I'm not getting my hopes up. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. I'll give you a nice big one.
Mm.
Okay.
Which one do you want? Okay. On the count of three, ready?
Yep.
One, two, three.
Christina, Michael, and Brittany all take a bite.
These are amazing.
They are, aren't they?
So good. Is it triggering your memory?
No.
That's my fault. I should have followed the exact recipe.
Honey.
No, it was worth it. But, have you heard anything this morning, though? Has anyone said they were looking for me?
Nothing yet, Joe. I'm sorry.
What if I'm a fugitive or something?
Dad basically said the same thing.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Well, if I'm wanted, at least I know someone's looking for me. You know, maybe if I read today's newspaper, something will trigger my memory.
Yeah.
Do you mind?
Yeah, of course. Go ahead.
Okay.
Christina looks at an open newspaper on the counter.
Oh, look at this.
What? Is it about you?
No, it's about you guys.
Yeah, this is a lot more nerve-wracking than exciting, but thank you. So listen, I think these cookies, matter of fact, I know these cookies would pair perfectly with the ice wine at the tasting.
Oh, do you make that here?
Yeah, I was at... Right, I told you, but you, I told you before you fell.
Oh.
So, thank you, honey.
Yeah, of course.
What do you say? You want to try them?
Absolutely.
All right. Don't eat them all.
I'll try.
Or right. At least save us one.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess so. Okay.
Michael brings Christina to the closet area.
Okay, so you are gonna need one of these.
For what?
Well, a couple years ago, Jean and I built a very special ice wine room.
And trust me, you are going to need one of those. Come on.
Oh, wow, this is incredible.
They step into the ice room.
Oh, incredibly cold.
Yeah. Oh,
that's a lot of ice.
Yeah. That helps us keep it at 14 degrees, which is the exact temperature you need when you're harvesting ice wine grapes. We're hoping to hit it in the next few days.
People must love coming down here for the tour.
Oh, well, no, they're not going to be touring this room, unfortunately. It's temporary. About a year or so, when it melts, this will be it. It'll be gone.
Why?
Well, my dad says it's too expensive to maintain an ice wine room at 14 degrees. He wants us to just rely on what we know best and try to get our customers back, so.
Back?
Oh, I'm sorry, you don't remember. We were... Before you fell, I was telling you that about a year ago, we sent out a corked Merlot. And the review we got back, we lost a lot of business. So all those buyers and reviewers that are coming to the party, we need to make sure that we win them back.
I'm sure you will.
Well, these reviewers are very brutal, that's for you. They don't care about the impact they have on businesses for some reason. You know, they decide, they write their reviews, they leave, and then, you know, that's it, we're done. And then we're left picking up the pieces.
Well, they don't sound like very happy people. Looking for the negative in everything must be exhausting.
Yeah. Okay. One sip, just to be safe.
Why?
Well, I don't know if amnesia and wine will mix too well, so.
I have amnesia?
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, well, all right. I'm going to make a toast.
Okay.
To you getting your memory back.
They toast. They both take a sip of wine.
Oh, Michael.
Christina's mouth hangs open.
This is incredible.
It's good, right?
Oh, my goodness.
It's exactly how I wanted it to taste.
Mmm.
You know, my wife,
It's okay. Your wife?
My wife, obviously wasn't here for the final product. I think she'd love this.
Everyone will. You have to serve this at the party.
Thank you very much.
Mm.
But for all intents and purposes, this is your first sip of wine. So the bar's pretty low.
True. Okay.
What?
Tell me how they taste together.
Okay. I'm gonna go with this one here.
Michael sniffs the wine and takes a bite of a cookie.
Oh, those are good.
He sniffs the wine again and takes a drink.
What do you think?
Wow.
Really?
Amazing.
Mm.
They pair perfectly together. And I had all the ingredients to make these.
Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it just takes a different perspective to see what you already have right in front of you. Maybe that's all your dad needs.
Mm.
To see the ice wine from your point of view.
You know, maybe in real life, you...
Michael pours more wine.
...were a philosopher.
I don't know about that. Okay, I'm gonna try.
Okay.
He takes a drink of wine and she takes a bite of a cookie. She has a sip of wine.
They are good together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
I hope you can remember how to make these.
I hope I remember a lot more than that. But I'll never forget the last 24 hours. Cheers.
Neither will I.
They toast and take another sip. Michael walks down to the main floor.
So, I just got off the phone with the police again. They haven't heard anything about anyone missing, and unfortunately no sign of your purse or bag.
Well, I hate to think no one's looking for me. But I guess in a way it's good. I mean, it means I probably don't have any kids or a husband. But I must have someone, right?
Of course you do. You're amazing.
She's not wrong, you know.
I'm sure someone will find you soon.
You should eat and keep your strength up.
Oh, I wouldn't know where to start.
I just make one big pile on my plate and eat my way down.
Sounds good to me.
We farmers take our meals very seriously. Mm.
Yeah, I snuck over here for breakfast for 5 years straight.
I can see why. This is delicious.
What's wrong, Dad?
There's a delay on the tasting glasses for the party.
No, if they don't get there on time, this event
I'll take care of it, Mike. You just concentrate on the wine itself. Don't worry.
It's gonna be great, Dad. I know it.
Really? How do you know that?
Because we're due for some really good luck.
I will toast to that. How do we toast, Dad? What are the actual drinks?
On it.
Can I help?
No, I got it.
You and Diane, just relax.
Brittany is such a sweet kid.
She is. And she's been through a lot.
Yeah, I heard about her mom. Do you mind me asking what happened?
Sarah had a heart condition that nobody knew about. It was just a one in a million thing.
And Michael said he made the ice wine for her.
Yeah, they started it together. When she died, he just wanted to keep their vision alive, but now he's obsessed with it as a way to bring the winery back from that review. He just needs a win.
Christina looks longingly after Michael and Brittany.
Seriously, Chrissy, this isn't cool. I'm really busy, and I don't deal well with the whole passive-aggressive silent treatment thing. So we're adults. Just let me know that you're okay, okay? Okay.
An attendant opens the doors to the train lost and found.
That's all that's been turned in. Any of them yours?
I don't know. Can we open one of them just to make sure?
I need to see some ID.
No, I lost my purse, too.
I'm sorry, miss. Without ID, there's not much I can do. You try calling the police?
Yeah.
Yes.
Nothing I can do. Sorry.
Thank you.
Christina sees an issue of Upstate Wine and Spirits magazine.
Who's this?
That would be one Eleanor Parks.
She's the end-all, be-all reviewer of wines. In this region, you get a good review from her and everything changes.
Do you know her?
I don't think so, but if she's that important, I hope she's coming to your barrel tapping.
Well, she was invited. No guarantee she'll show, though. Not a competition for her time this week.
Well, she just needs to think she's missing the next best thing if she doesn't.
Well, thank you very much. So, we've narrowed down your career to chef, baker, and apparently now marketing executive.
Or fashion designer. Your shoes when you came here were amazing.
Oh, I don't know what I was thinking wearing those in the snow.
That's what I said.
I think after all this, I'm gonna stick to snuggly boots. What?
It's Gene. He just spoke to the guy at the phone store. They can't get your phone up and running.
Great.
And no one has turned in your purse in the train. I'm so sorry, Joy.
Hey, how can this be? No missing persons report, nothing on social media.
It's okay, hey. Keep checking online. I don't want you to worry, right? Anything you need, we'll take care of it. That means anything. Besides, remember what the doctor said? It's not going to last long, okay?
I don't know how to thank you both. I mean, of course, I will pay you back for everything.
Joy, hey, you don't have to pay us back. Just pay it forward.
I will. Starting with baking something new from my notebook. Maybe one of these recipes is the trigger to remembering who I am. And maybe one of them will be good enough to convince your dad to serve your ice wine at the party.
You know how to bake miracles?
We can try. I'll need my trusty assistant, though. Are you in?
I'm so in.
Christina and Brittany high five.
I'll bring them in. Are you sure?
No, hold on a second. Don't be fooled. I'm just trying to hide the fact you already opened up the white chocolate chips and ate half the bag, right?
Actually, that was me.
Whoa, really? Well, listen, I'll be right in. I just gotta go check on the grapes.
Oh, do you mind if I join you? Maybe if I can remember our conversation in the vineyard, something else will spark.
Sure.
Plus, you're pretty good company.
You're not so bad yourself.
Christina smiles and looks away.
After you.
Okay. So, what happens if the best night to harvest is the same night as the party?
Shh. Don't say that. We don't want to put that out in the universe. No, that would be a total disaster. You see, when you harvest, all hands are on deck. Same thing goes to the party. And even though I want to create a buzz with the ice wine, party's more important. We need to make sure everybody knows we have good wine. The best wine. And Dad thinks I'm forgetting that, but I'm not. I just want to create an edge, you know?
No, I think he knows you care.
Not just for the wine, but for everyone around you. I mean, I've only known you for a couple of days, and I can see it.
They gaze into each other's eyes.
What? Oh!
Christina kneels and picks up the grape.
What do you think? 5-second rule?
Well, it's frozen, so I'll give you a minute.
Good point.
She eats it.
Whoever thought to make ice wine in the first place?
Ah, well, now that you ask, there's a great story behind that, too. A frost struck a small German vineyard before harvest. When the villagers woke up, they realized they didn't want to let the grapes go, right? They're not going to have anything to sell that year. So they said, you know what? We're going to take a chance. We're going to build a bonfire, make streusel. We're going to harvest anyway. And when they pressed on those frozen grapes, they tasted the sweetest wine that they'd ever had in their life. And they decided to call it ice wine.
I love that. A happy accident.
It's also, I feel like it was something that was meant to happen, you know? And the villagers hit a roadblock, and they ended up somewhere they never thought they'd be.
And it turned out for the best.
Yes, it did.
Well, maybe one day I can look back on all this and say the same thing.
I hope so, too. For what it's worth, I just want to say, I am so glad that you showed up at the wrong winery.
You know what? I am too.
Snow starts to fall. They look up.
It's snowing.
This could be a clue that maybe you live somewhere that there's no snow.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
You're living in the moment?
Yeah.
You freaking out?
No.
Michael nods and smiles.
It's beautiful, huh?
Yeah.
A large moon through trees.
Then sugar.
Hey.
Okay, yeah.
What do you guys make?
And then we need salt. Oh, a souffle from my notebook. I have a ton of notes around it, so I must have made it a lot.
Okay, you gotta be a pastry chef. I mean, come on. Isn't making souffles really hard?
How hard can it be? But this time we should probably follow the recipe. No, stop! Dad!
What? Oh, yeah, there's ice baking chocolate, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
That's good. It's yummy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really good.
So, Mr. Hollingbrook, what would you pair that with?
This trash can.
I can't believe you followed through with that.
Apparently, when I commit, I commit.
Well, that's a good trait to have in general. Okay, come on, we could use
what can I do to help?
Our hands. Okay. Yeah, don't eat any more of that.
Yeah.
But, you know, back in the day, when your dad was cool,
Michael juggles eggs.
Oh, what do you think of that, huh?
Okay. Sorry.
Exterior of the main house at the vineyard. Christina lays in bed at night. She switches on the lamp.
Last year, you only had the one pair, and you were freezing.
What's going on?
We're harvesting.
With the grapes? Now, in the middle of the night?
It's 14 degrees. It's now or never, so.
Oh. Everyone comes out. It's fun. Diane brought some snow gear for you.
Really?
I mean, if you don't want to come out, it's okay. I mean, if you're sleeping...
Are you out of your mind? I wouldn't miss this for the world. And you can get it done before your party.
Okay.
One less thing to worry about. For you, I mean, I'm still worried about pretty much everything.
Then maybe this is a nice distraction. You put that on, we will meet you downstairs.
Okay.
All right?
Christina smiles at them as they go.
Ta-da.
Jean switches on a floodlight in the vineyard.
John! We made it!
About time!
Listen, I may not be crazy about the idea, but, hey, my name's on this stuff, so...
Don't waste any, Jean. If any fall, just put them in there, okay? Thanks, Lily. Whoa! Oh, I see how this is gonna play.
Really? Christina starts a snowball fight.
What's that?
Come on, come on, come
Brittany tackles her dad.
Okay, okay.
Jean smiles and throws one.
Okay. All right, you win. You win. You guys win. You win.
Michael helps Christina up from the ground and brushes snow from her shoulder.
You got some snow.
You good?
I'm great.
Okay. Back to work.
Hey.
Hey.
Start clipping, Pop.
So Brittany fell asleep before I headed the pillow.
We all need some rest. There's only 2 days left and we still have lots to do. Hey, Mike, I have extra linens in the car. Want to help me bring them in?
Sure.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh.
Christina sets down a large basket of grapes. John goes into the ice room. Christina follows him in.
John, you should really try it. I mean, Michael has worked so hard on this.
I know.
Then what's stopping you?
When I took over the winery from my dad, I tried to make ice wine too. Then we had a heat wave, 2 weeks of record temperatures. We lost a quarter of our grapes. Took years to recover.
Does Michael know that?
He thinks it was just a fluke, that it couldn't happen again like that.
But isn't that true?
I can't take that chance. He already feels bad enough about the review. I can't let him take that hit. If the ice wine puts us deeper in the hole, I love him too much.
But if you love him, doesn't he deserve a chance to make things right? Or maybe even give you a second chance to make the wine you dreamed of too?
John looks at her and looks away.
John.
Hey.
John walks by Michael and pats him on the shoulder.
Did something happen?
Your dad told me what happened when he tried to make ice wine. Now it makes sense why he's holding you back. He's protecting you. He loves you so much. You know that, right?
Yeah, but Dad's not really one for talking about his feelings. I guess it runs the family.
Are there feelings you're not talking about?
Michael nods.
Definitely.
You know, I don't know who I am or where I live or my history, but right now I feel like I'm where I belong. Is that crazy?
Michael shrugs.
Well, I mean, if you'd asked me that a few days ago, I probably would have said yes.
Christina shakes her head.
No, it's not crazy.
They gaze into each other's eyes.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves, okay? Not until you know who you are. And...
No, of course. Of course, you need to protect yourself and Brittany.
And you.
Kevin's phone rings as he sits at his desk.
Hey, it's Kevin.
Oh, Kevin, this is Sam, Christina's editor. Listen, I really need to talk to her, but she's not answering my calls.
What? Really? I'll call her mom.
Let me call you back.
Kevin hangs up and then dials.
Phyllis, hey. Hey, it's Kevin. Hi. I was wondering, have you heard from Christina in the last few days?
Christina sits on her bed and flips through her notebook. She looks at a recipe card. She reads a message from her mom on the back and smiles. Brittany holds up a dress in the mirror.
Joy? Hey.
Hi.
Okay. I just wanted to say thanks for helping us with the baking and harvesting last night. Dad's been so stressed out about the party. We haven't had that much fun in a long time.
It was my pleasure. And thank you for making me feel so at home.
Christina sits on Brittany's bed and sees a photo of Brittany with her mom.
Your mom has kind eyes just like you. I'm sure you miss her very much.
I do. But sometimes when I feel happy, I feel guilty. Like last night.
Britt, I'm sure that when your mom is watching over you from heaven, seeing you smile makes her heart sing.
You really think so?
I do.
Michael listens from the hallway.
So, what does it actually feel like to have amnesia?
Hey, there you are. As a matter of fact, I just overheard you. I was wondering the same thing.
Okay, well, you know that feeling when you wake up and for a second you don't know where you are or if you're still dreaming or not?
Oh, man, I hate that.
Then I don't recommend this experience for you.
I'm so sorry this happened to you, Joy.
You know what? I'm not. Because if it didn't happen, I wouldn't have met you and your dad. I mean, of course, I want to find out who I am. But I think part of me is really going to miss this. Is that weird?
No, it's not weird at all. And for the record, no matter who you are, you're always welcome here, okay?
Christina gazes at him intensely.
Oh, I don't have a dress for the party tomorrow.
Oh, maybe your dad can take you shopping.
Yeah.
Or maybe you could. No offense to Dad, but he thinks fancy means dark jeans.
Now, come on, that's absolutely true.
Yeah. A street in town. Brittany and Christina look at dresses in a shop.
See, I think you'd look beautiful in that.
Except, I read a line with my coloring. I should never wear this shade of pink.
Psh. Right now, in this moment, this dress makes you happy. And that's all that matters. Unless, of course, the dress cost a fortune, in which case we should probably ask your dad because I don't want to get in trouble.
It's on sale.
Victory is ours.
Do you think you'll need a dress for the party, too?
I don't know. I mean, any moment my memory could come back and then...
Back to your real life?
Whatever that is. But for what it's worth, I hope it's as nice as this one.
Brittany holds up a dress in the mirror.
That's her, Eleanor Parks.
From the magazine?
Yeah.
Has she RSVP'd to the party yet?
I don't think so.
Well, why don't you go try on the dress? I'll go talk to her.
Okay.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Hi.
Oh, hi, Christina.
You know me?
You don't have to be so dramatic. Don't worry, I'm not gonna be the one to blow CJ Osborne's cover. I wouldn't do that.
Wait. I'm CJ Osborne?
You're playing this game, Christina. Just don't play it with me.
Christina has flashbacks of her recent life. Brittany tries on the dress and looks at herself in the mirror.
Well, what did she say? Is she coming?
It wasn't her.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah.
Hey, you two. So I got good news. Flyers are still up all over town for the party. And I'm just praying that Eleanor Parks saw it and that CJ Osborne did not.
He wouldn't dare show his face at our winery, Dad. Don't worry.
I hope not. It's literally the last person I want to see, honey. Joy, you okay? Joy.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Hey.
Christina sees Eleanor and quickly gets into the car. Michael looks puzzled.
Okay, guess she's ready to go. Hop in, honey.
They get back to the house.
Hey. Oh, hey. Hey, Mike. Is she okay?
No, she wasn't feeling very well. Listen, I figure if she's not feeling better soon, we should call Dr. Grayson, okay?
I'll go check on her.
Right. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Will we take your jacket off, okay?
Christina sits in her room and stares into the mirror.
Joy? Michael told me you weren't feeling well. I can tell he's worried. You know, he cares a lot about you.
I really care about him, too. That's what makes this even worse.
What's wrong?
I got my memory back.
You got your memory back?
Shh.
Why? That's actually amazing news.
No, it's not.
Why not? Wait, what's your last name?
Osborne. Christina Osborne.
Christina, wait, you said your name was Joy before you even
Joy
fell.
Joy is my middle name.
Christina Joy Osborne. No.
Yes.
You're CJ Osborne.
Shh, not so loud.
I can't believe it.
But I don't want to be her. Oh, I just want to be Joy again.
Christina lays on the bed.
Michael's never going to forgive me.
For the review?
For everything. He hates me. And Brittany and John and Jean, they're going to hate me too. And they're right too. I'm the bad guy.
I don't hate you.
Well, you should. I'm the reason the winery lost so much business. I'm the reason everything is riding on tomorrow night.
You have to tell them the truth.
How do I explain all this? How do I tell them how sorry I am? How do I show them that I am not the same person I was when I got here?
Okay, let's just take a second to process this.
Okay.
Is there anyone you need to call? You're already with someone, aren't you?
I was. I mean, I am, but that's not what I want anymore.
What do you want?
I want what Joy had. She lived in the moment. She didn't know what the future held, and it set her free. Diane, she was happy.
Christina, you can still have that. That doesn't have to change.
Everything is going to change when I tell them. What's this going to do to Brittany? She's going to be devastated.
They care about you, no matter what your name is. But you do have to tell them.
Joy?
Give us a second, Mike.
Sure.
You have to tell him.
I will, but not until I make things right. That way, maybe they won't be as angry. Maybe they won't hate me. Maybe Michael...
I'm not sure that's such a good idea.
Please, Diane, just don't say anything until the party tomorrow night. I have to fix this for everyone. I need a phone. I have a lot of calls to make.
Here, use mine for now, and I'll bring you into town to get a new one.
Thank you.
Diane and Christina hug. They walk downstairs together.
Hey, where are you two headed off to?
We're just going into town to get
ingredients for another dessert.
Oh, okay, good. So you're feeling a little more like yourself then, huh?
Something like that.
Well, listen, I forgot to drop off some of these shuttle passes for the party, for the buyers staying in town. I could take it back in. Now we could take the convertible.
But it's freezing outside.
I know. Trust me?
More than anything.
Good. I'll meet you up front.
Okay.
They look at each other. Michael pulls up in the convertible.
Hey! So, got heat on full blast? And who doesn't love hot cocoa? What do you say? You in?
I can't think of anything else I'd rather do.
Well, aside from getting your memory back. Hop in.
Right. Of course.
Christina gets in.
Listen, I was thinking I'd take you on a little joyride. See what I did there?
I did, because I'm Joy.
All right.
So Joy.
Here we go.
They pull away. They drive on a snowy country road from above.
You got the music in you. Don't let go. You got the music in you. One last dance.
Okay, I gotta ask something here. You remember this song?
I heard it in the store earlier. And now I've forgotten it again. An amnesia.
They both smile. Christina looks worried. The car drives on an empty road from above.
Check out the view from this overlook.
Michael parks.
Wow. There's a lot of competition out here, huh?
Yeah. That's why tomorrow's very important. We need to be the winery everybody's talking about.
You will. I promise.
Thank you, but I'm not sure that's a promise anyone can make.
They look at each other and Michael leans over.
Michael,
You're right. I'm sorry.
No.
I mean, here I am always telling you how I can't open up. But when you're with someone you like very much, like you...
It's hard to keep those feelings inside. Yeah.
No matter how hard I try, I can't turn these feelings off for you.
Michael starts the engine.
So listen, you can put the baking supplies on my account, okay?
Thank you.
No, don't mention it. In the meantime, I'm going to drop these passes off. I'll be back here in a few minutes.
Okay?
All right. Good luck.
Christina takes out her phone and walks away. She dials. Her mom picks up her phone.
Hello?
Mom, it's me.
Christina, where have you been?
Everyone's been trying to reach you.
I know. It's a long story. Listen.
Hey, I'm trying to find out if a Christina Osborne checked in.
Michael walks in as Kevin stands at the desk.
It could be under CJ Osborne.
Sorry to interrupt. Did you just say CJ Osborne? Isn't the food critic?
Yeah, I'm her boyfriend.
Oh! Wow, I had no idea CJ Osborne was a woman.
Yeah, well, that's by design. She likes to keep people guessing. Hey, do you know her?
Do I know her? Yeah, I run Hollingbrook Winery.
Oh, man. The Merlot?
Yeah, that'd be the one. Listen, if you could do me the hugest favor, just steer her away from Hollingbrook Winery this week, I'd really appreciate it. You know, just in case she's planning on another follow-up hit piece.
Totally understand. Will
okay.
do.
Great, thanks. Appreciate it.
Of course, I just have to find her first.
Just meet me at the B&B tomorrow morning at 9. Please. I really need to talk to you. Mom, did you talk to Sam? Great. Thank you so much. Yeah, I hope it works too. Yeah? Mom, I have to go. I love you.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, listen, I was thinking we should check on your phone at the shop.
You know what? I already did. And, the guy said he is this close to fixing it. Probably tomorrow. He practically guaranteed it.
Oh, good. Tomorrow, then. Okay.
Tomorrow.
Well, then that means you and I need to make the most of today.
Look at you. Living in the moment.
Ah, I like it. It's my new thing.
Mine too. Really, really new. Because you never know when everything's going to change.
Well, I can tell you one thing. I wouldn't change the last 3 days for anything.
Me neither. What? What's wrong?
Oh, nothing. Aren't you supposed to get some ingredients for the dessert?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I still need to do that.
Well, let me help you.
Okay.
Come on. By the way, you're never going to believe who I ran into at the B&B.
Who?
CJ Osborne's boyfriend.
Wait,
He's here?
Yeah. Oh, wait, well, CJ is a woman. Apparently, she's a real piece of work, too.
Is that so?
Yeah. Bet you can't wait to ruin another winery's sales for the year.
Michael, I'm sure if she knew the damage it did, she would do anything to make it right.
It's too late for that.
Christina turns her head away.
What? You okay? What's wrong?
Michael.
What? I was just saying, I just spilled...
Christina, I just...
Hey.
Kevin.
Kevin walks up to the two of them and looks at Michael. Christina's jaw drops.
Okay, I guess now I know why you haven't been returning anyone's calls.
No, no, Kevin. There is a good reason for that.
I'm sorry. You know him?
She's my girlfriend.
Okay, I'm confused. I thought you told me that CJ Osborne was your girlfriend.
Michael's jaw drops.
Oh!
Michael.
You know what? I have to go.
No, Michael. Michael, just wait.
What exactly is going on?
Look, I fell and I hit my head and I didn't even know who I was until earlier today.
Come on. You're going to pretend that you had amnesia this whole time? I mean, how gullible do I look?
Look, I know it sounds crazy, but it's true. The Hollingbrooks, they looked after me. Please, just give me 2 minutes, okay?
Your mom and Sam are worried sick.
I called my mom and she called Sam.
What, you just didn't bother calling me?
No, I tried. Please, 2 minutes and then we can talk. I promise. Just 2 minutes. Michael!
Michael opens his car door.
Michael.
You know, listen, you know, I can't believe after all the conversations we had together about how awful that reviewer was. It was you this whole time.
I am so sorry. I was wrong to write that review and even more wrong not to give you a second chance. But I'm just not that person. Not anymore.
Really? Well, let me ask you a question. When you first got here, and before you fell and you hit your head, you told me your name was Joy.
I did.
Were you here doing an anonymous review?
No. No, I just didn't want to make a scene.
Oh.
There was a mix-up at the train station, and when I realized where I was trying to leave, and that's when I fell. Michael, if I had known then what I know now, everything would be different.
Doesn't matter anymore, does it? Then come on, look at you got your memory back. That's all that matters, right? I just can't believe you knew who you were this whole time. And you've waited this long to tell me.
I only waited because I wanted to make things right. To fix what I broke.
Well, don't try to fix it. Because there are some things that aren't fixable.
Michael gets into his car and starts to put the top up.
Michael!
He speeds away. Christina stands in the parking lot and shakes her head.
She felt terrible when she realized who she was, Mike.
Yeah, well, I just can't believe you found out before I did.
She just wanted to fix things before she told you. I mean, you always said that CJ Osborne wouldn't give you a second chance. You're not going to give her one?
Diane, come on. I can't.
She cares a lot about you. You two had something special. Are you really going to let that go?
Do you think I have much of a choice?
Joy, I mean Christina, is here. She wants to say thanks to all of us before she leaves.
Why, you guys can go ahead and do that. Because I have work to do.
Michael walks away. Michael sees Christina through the window.
I'm so sorry my review caused you so much pain.
You were just doing your job.
I don't even know if I want to do that job. It just doesn't feel like me anymore. You and Michael and Brittany and you, Diane. You changed my life.
For a while there, you changed ours, too. I tried the ice wine. You were right. It deserves a shot.
Did you tell Michael?
Not yet.
Don't wait. Trust me. It only gets harder. God, I just wish I could stay and fix everything.
Christina, you fixed more than you know.
John. She hugs John.
Thank you. Thank you for all the clothes.
She and Diane hug.
I guess I have to go.
Take care.
You too.
Christina walks back towards the Kevin's car and gets in. Michael sadly watches them pull away. He looks down. Exterior of a hotel.
You know, you didn't say much on the way back.
Yeah, it's been a long few days.
It's an understatement.
Thank you.
Thank you.
They each take a drink of wine.
Excuse me. What wine is this?
It's the Merlot from Hollingbrook Winery.
Oh, excuse me, can you just take that back and bring something else, please?
No, no, it's okay. It's wonderful.
Really? That's the wine you reviewed?
I should have given them a second chance.
You've never been big on second chances, Christina.
No, I haven't. But they deserved one. I mean, anyone who opens a restaurant or winery deserves one. They're the ones taking the risk. They're the ones putting their hearts and souls out there with no safety net, and they have no idea how it's going to turn out. Do you know how brave that is?
Are we still talking about restaurants?
Christina looks down and sets the bottle on the table.
I'm talking about my whole life. You know, for as long as I can remember, nothing scared me more than not knowing how something was going to turn out. I was terrified of making the wrong choice or taking the wrong path. But what I've realized is that's not really living at all. And I don't want to do that anymore.
So, what are you saying?
What I'm saying is, we've both been running on fumes for a long time. You know that.
I guess I thought that eventually we'd figure out where we wanted to go.
Maybe it's time we each get in our own car, get a full tank of gas, and see where the road takes us.
Kevin nods.
Maybe you're right. Are you sure you're okay? Because this is not the Christina I know.
It's the Christina I used to be. It just took getting amnesia to remember it.
Kevin smiles and looks down.
That's pretty ironic. So, what are you gonna do now?
First, I'm gonna check into my room. And then tomorrow, get back to making things right.
Christina walks down to the main floor of the hotel.
You got my message.
She sits down at a table where Eleanor waits.
Okay. Thanks again for letting me use your kitchen.
Well, I'm just happy to back out of your plan after Michael told you to leave.
Oh, no, I'm never giving up. Not on Michael, not on the winery. Not until I make things right. Oh, and I talked to John. He's still on board.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But I have to say, baking without Brittany just isn't the same.
I know. That's why I invited her to come over.
Christina and Brittany embrace.
It's gonna be so weird not calling you Joy anymore.
It's actually my middle name. But you know, to be honest, I used to hate it.
Why?
It just didn't feel like me. But now it does. Will you get the oven for me?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Christina puts things in the oven.
Okay. Ooh, it's good. Wait, it worked. This is probably the 20th time I've tried to make this, and the first time I got it right.
So it changed.
I mean, I guess this time I just went with my gut, and I knew that even if I made a mistake, it would still be okay.
But I'm not done yet. There is one more recipe I want to try. The one I used to make with my dad when I was a kid. There was nothing sweeter.
Michael walks with a sign.
Hey, why are you taking the sign away?
Because you're right, Dad. I need to start thinking about what's best for the future of the winery instead of always thinking about myself. And I know you're always just trying to protect me.
Except, I was wrong. After talking to Christina, I tried the wine. And you're right. It is special. It deserves a chance to shine.
Thanks, Dad.
You know, Christina's pretty special, too. I know you've forgiven yourself for the bad corks. Can't you forgive her for the review?
Michael nods. Yeah.
Does she know that?
Dad, no. Come on, mind it. I was so hurt when I found out who she was. I just pushed her away. Now she's gone.
Are you sure about that?
Michael turns and sees Christina.
What?
She walks up to him.
What are you doing here?
Did you really think I'd let you serve that incredible wine without something to pair it with?
Hey, plenty of time to talk later. It's almost time for the doors to open. We have work to do.
Whoa, hold on. What was that?
You'll see.
I'll see.
Guests at the party.
Well, I see you found your luggage.
I did, but every pair of shoes I had were their own special form of torture, so I made one Diane-inspired purchase in town.
Christina shows Diane her shoes.
I love it. Cheers.
Cheers. It looks great, by the way.
So it doesn't look like Eleanor Park showed up. That's okay, because everybody's loving the wine. Just needs some good old-fashioned word of mouth.
Wait, she's not here?
No, I didn't expect her.
I did.
What do you mean you expect? Why?
Eleanor walks up.
Oh, there she is. She's here.
Eleanor waves to them.
Excuse me.
I need a glass of wine. Yeah.
Christina goes over to John.
Eleanor is here.
Hold on.
John's time to shine.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming to Hollingbrook Winery tonight. We have something new for you. It's the first vintage ice wine this valley has seen in 50 years. Thank you, thank you. Later, you'll get a chance to visit our custom-made ice wine room. But for the moment, we're going to take you back in time to the German village where ice wine was created. So bundle up, everyone, and follow me.
Did you do this for me?
No, Christina did.
For you.
I just gave her the thumbs up.
Michael looks around. A band plays. Guests listen to the music and talk.
It's a pleasure to meet you in person.
Really lovely.
Take care of her. We need her. Christina, I talked to you.
Thought you'd never ask.
Michael puts his hand on her back and they walk.
Whoa. Hey, come on. You're scaring me. Careful, we don't want you to fall again.
I did fall pretty hard.
So did I. I cannot believe that you did all of this for us.
I just hope it was enough.
More than enough. You know, my dad was speaking earlier to Eleanor Parks, and she said she's naming us best overall winery in next month's Wine and Spirits.
Really?
And word apparently got her on the bonfire that now I have enough advance orders for the entire year.
Oh! I knew he could do it. Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Well, I did have a lot of help.
Well, that's true, so that's pretty good.
Yes, very, very good, but I had a lot of help in getting Eleanor Parks here.
Really?
Yeah. And I asked her, I said, you know, why don't you come out tonight? But she says, well, you know, it's interesting. I read this inspiring review online. A review that was written by my former writing partner.
I couldn't think of a better way for CJ to say goodbye.
I hope it wasn't because of me. I'm sorry for all the things I said about her.
You.
And the tainted wine was my mistake.
And mine was not giving you a second chance. But it doesn't matter. Writing views is just not something I want to do anymore. I thought that maybe I could become a restaurant consultant. Right. But instead of just telling people their problems and walking away, okay. I could also help get them on the right track.
That sounds like something CJ Osborne would be perfect at.
Christina smiles at Michael.
You know, now that you mention it, I do have a problem.
What?
I want to kiss you so bad.
Christina puts her arms around him and they kiss.
Problem solved.
They kiss again. Brittany and Diane smile at each other. They continue to kiss.
Now the problem's solved. Now the problem's solved.
Oh, by the way.
Uh-huh.
I tried the Merlot again.
Oh, man.
Best I've ever had.
Yes! Woo! Do you hear that?
Christina and Michael embrace as they walk.